Hey, it's Chris here from MustardSeedCoaching.co.uk, and you're listening to the exciting podcast and online wellbeing series, Your Life Matters. Hey friends, hope you're well. Thank you for joining me in today's podcast for Your Life Matters. This is episode 1, How to Reinvent Your Life in 5 Steps. My name's Chris Allen, Master NLP Life Coach, Hypnotherapist and Bodyguard, and I'm here to share my passion and energy for well-being, personal growth and healing for the mind, heart, body and soul. So I want to start by sharing a quote with you from Mahatma Gandhi. He said, "Man often becomes what he believes himself to be. If I keep on saying to myself that I cannot do a certain thing, it's possible that I may end up by really becoming incapable of doing it. But on the contrary, if I have the belief that I can do it, I shall surely acquire the capacity to do it, even if I may not have it at the beginning." I think it's true that we're often too hard on ourselves and we don't give ourselves the credit we deserve, so we tend to be more negative and self-critical about what we want to achieve. But if we keep telling ourselves that we're useless or we can't manage something, then we're actually giving these words power and speaking this negativity into being. And without realizing it, we're actually convincing ourselves that we can't do it. So it's really important to back up what we're trying to do, whether it's making a change, learning a new skill, or even just getting through our day in a way that we can support and encourage ourselves and have that faith that we can make it happen. So has the time come to make that change in your life that's been needed for a while? Has the penny suddenly dropped and you now realise that the past chains to your unhappiness don't hold you back anymore? Well, in this podcast, we're going to cover 5 steps that you can take to be who or what you really want to be and to begin living your life again as it should be. So step number 1, let go of the past. You want to make a new start in life, to turn things around for yourself and create the future that you really deserve. So what possible good is there in carrying the baggage of any past mistakes or guilt, shame or even emotional pain? All that negative energy is just going to get in the way of any progress you make, and the old bonds will slowly pull you back from the edge of your successes. And of course, we should learn from our past experiences, but it doesn't mean that we should carry them with us as ongoing concerns. If we are to move on and to start again, then we need to open our eyes to what lays before us, not what's behind us. So focus on what really matters. Step 2, be clear about your goals. And we need goals and things to aim for to give us a sense of purpose and fulfillment. So when we lack that drive and motivation, it leaves life feeling a bit empty and mundane. Life's a journey from one point to another, after all, and without a clear map, we would get lost. So be clear about the goals that you want to achieve and make a commitment to working through them, perhaps as you write them down. Setting personal and passionate goals is a must, and if you want to stay motivated and inspired to move on. Is there something specific that you want to achieve? Is there anything that you've always wanted to do but haven't had the time or perhaps even the confidence to go for until now? Well, write down these goals, especially the ones that you're serious about working towards, and consider each one against the SMART acronym rules. So perhaps you've maybe not come across the SMART acronym rules before, but I want to break them down for you. So the S in SMART stands for specific. Be specific about what your goals are and describe them in as much detail as you can. What has inspired you to go for this goal? What will the success of reaching this goal mean to you? The M in SMART stands for measure. How will you measure your goal success? What determines if you reach your goal? And what will make you happy with the results that you get? The A in SMART stands for attainable. is your goal really attainable? Is it within your means and the resources available to you to actually reach this goal? The R in SMART stands for reality. What is the reality of where you are at this moment compared to what the success of this goal will be? And what does the success of completing it look like? What other senses can you describe your success with? And what do you need to do to get from A to B, one stage to the next, to get there? And then finally, the T in SMART stands for time bound. Now, your goal should be time bound so that there's a target date or a deadline for you reaching it. Now, the reason for this is to keep you focused and motivated to working at it, as without the self-set pressure of a completion date, you're going to end up losing your sense of commitment and urgency towards that goal. So write down all your goals clearly and be as detailed as you can be as to how you want them to turn out. What do you want to achieve? What do you want to become? What do you want to experience? And all the things that you'd love to do. And then when one goal is complete, you can celebrate your success and realise how well you've done to make it a reality. And then with the encouragement you've just given yourself, be inspired to tackle the next goal in your list. Moving on to step three, it's practice visualization. Practice visualization. Fixing your thoughts on your future and the vision you have for what you want. Imagine those goals and dreams are now a reality. What does that success look like to you? How will you experience it when you've achieved these goals? When we work on our goals towards a significant change, you know, it does require a lot of effort, but by visualising what it is you're working towards, you can help to motivate and inspire yourself as you can see the results unfolding before you. You can create images or pictures in your mind of having accomplished the goal you're working on and reinforce it with positive statements and affirmations, and these will help you through any change transition. Step four is being open to learning new things. Be open to learn new things. By the time we realise that we need a change in our lives, it's probably a good indication that what we've been doing so far hasn't been working. Whatever habits or behaviours we've been operating with daily may not be enough, or even the best ones to use to help us get us by. One method isn't always consistent either, as things and people and situations change over time. And as long as we maintain an open mind to what possibilities and opportunities are out there for us, we can strengthen any change action and are more likely to achieve our goals. When we reinvent our lives, we need that fresh perspective and input from new sources that inspire us to change. And being open to learning new life skills empowers us, helping us to grow and develop. And with your new start comes a chance to redefine how you do things, what to look for and what to aim for in your goals. See what tools you can adopt as your own to give yourself the best new start possible. And step number five, emulate the success of others and expand your network. So, who in your network of contacts inspires you? Is there someone perhaps in your circle of close friends that you really admire? Everyone has something about them that makes them unique, from their character and traits to habits and behaviours. And these things make us who we are, reflecting how we perceive our world and how we live our lives. Consider all your contacts and your friends. You know, is there anyone among them that stands out really positively in a way where you've thought, oh, I'd like to be like that? What is it about them that you notice in particular? What's special about these people? Well, we can actually draw from these people's special traits and characteristics that give them like maybe inner strength or have brought them success and happiness by adopting them into our lives, into our own lives. We can identify the things that we admire about them and see how they use that trait or skill. If you were to take those things into your own life that you've seen in somebody else as a new skill for yourself, as a habit or a behaviour, how might your life be different? What would improve, and how might it improve? Now, of course, just as it's important to have inspirational people in your life, it's equally as important to avoid negative people who might hold you back or bring you down when you want to grow and progress. And if you know people like this, and we all do, don't we, then you know you need to recognise their relevance to you and whether knowing them is constructive and beneficial or detrimental to your well-being. Notice the people you hang around with or spend a lot of time with. Are they healthy relationships for your well-being? When you think about it, every time we speak or we conduct ourselves towards someone else, we're actually sowing a seed of sorts, be it positive or negative. But this works both ways, and other people can actually sow the same seeds into your life. So there's a certain amount of responsibility on us for what we sow into each other's lives. As we seek new ways to develop ourselves and create a new start, we should look to make contact with people who will be a better positive influence to us and who will genuinely support and encourage us when we need it. We shouldn't be bogged down by those who would openly criticise us or make us feel worthless. Their only concern is control and manipulation, which is often masking a false friendship or even love. But by increasing our network of people we know, and therefore our circle of influence, we present ourselves with more potential doors to open, new opportunities, career growth, and new friends too. Perhaps now when you're thinking of reinventing your life, it would be a good time to consider change across a few different areas of your life, and make sure you have the right kind of people around you. Get out there and make new friends, and then expand your network. Look for people who inspire you and from whom you can learn something of value to make your life better. Thank you again for joining me on today's podcast for Your Life Matters. This was episode 1, How to Reinvent Your Life in 5 Steps, which I hope you found helpful and inspiring. Don't forget to register for the Your Life Matters Wellbeing newsletter with helpful life tools and tips and other encouragement. You may also be interested to see that we've created a study guide to accompany this podcast, which you can get on the page as well. So until next time, thank you for listening. Take care and God bless.